all the talk is still down in Kansas City on what we saw over the past weekend as the NFL draft has come and gone, and the Chicago Bears has some new faces to be part of this new regime, this new roster, this new day for the Chicago Bears. Darnell Wright, the number 10 overall pick. We've been talking all about it. If you missed any of our previous conversations and topics about the NFL draft, make sure you're following us all over the universe here on the Sports Cubicle with the marvelous one, Dan Marver, Devin Tingle, Paul Chivari, and myself, Mike Mercado. If you want to go to our YouTube channel, youtube.com, The Sports Cubicle, we did a live reaction to the Chicago Bears making their pick. We also want to give a huge shout out to our friends over at Sheets and Giggles. None of this is possible, including our live reaction watch along of this year's NFL draft without our amazing partners at Sheets and Giggles. Guys, summertime is here, and you know, sleep is so important. You know, you want to feel good. You need to look good. You need to have it all rolling come this summer season when we're hitting the beaches. So make sure you're sleeping in style with Sheets and Giggles and their eucalyptus mattress and bedding. Oh, it feels so good on your body. And you get 15% off using promo code The Sports Cubicle, sports from the couch. That's 15% off over at Sheets and Giggles. All their amazing stuff. Use the promo code The Sports Cubicle, sports from the couch, over at Sheets and Giggles. But we have to look forward now into the future of the Chicago Bears. And a lot of it now is, what is next? You know, if you were asking me, I got asked this question, whether it was on Twitter at Sports Cubicle TV or on my personal Twitter at Mike and Media, Instagram, Mike Mercado Media. By the way, thank you for each and every one of you who supports us and for all the birthday wishes. I love each and every one of you. But I got the conversation, what is next? You know, I thought the Ryan Poles, Kevin Warren, Matt Eberflus had a good draft. They addressed some needs. They made sure that they stayed on target. And the Jalen Carter thing, we've talked about it for months now, but it just seemed like they were out of that sweepstakes. They didn't want anything to do with it. And quite frankly, they were going to have to do a lot of explaining if they did pick him at number 9. But the Eagles trade happened. They get a number 10. They get their right tackle of the future. They still need some help on the defensive line, even though they got some guys, some talent that's going to help create some havoc for the run game and for opposing quarterbacks. But I saw this by Alex Shapiro over at NBC Sports on the Bears sound ready to add defensive ends after the draft. And it's a whole article, and I got this section that I want to get to. Then there's Chase Young. The Commanders declined Young's fifth-year option, and that move typically indicates a team is ready to cut ties with their player. Of course, there's a chance Young plays incredibly well in 2023 and the Commanders offer him a deal. More likely, Young will be headed to greener pastures. The Bears would have to acquire Young via trade, which Poles has proven he's not afraid to do if he's convinced on a player. Poles brought in DJ Moore as part of the deal that sent the number 1 overall pick to the Panthers. Last season, he sent a second-round pick to the Steelers to bring in Chase Claypool. Then they'd have to pay Young, since he's now playing on the last year of his deal. Poles indicated the Bears are in a position to pay that cost financially, but we don't know if they'll determine he's worth it. In his short time with the team, Poles has shown time and time again that he's disciplined when offering players contracts. The value of the deal must match their evaluation of the player. No matter which way they go, it sounds like the Bears plan on continuing to add defensive ends throughout the summer. And you can check out the entire article by Alex Shapiro. Bears sound ready to add defensive ends after draft. And the Chase Young thing is really interesting. He's obviously a stud, the top tier pick of his draft, and his rookie season was phenomenal. Then obviously injuries have happened, but that's the type of move, right? Where you're taking a risk on a guy that has all the potential, might just need a scenario change, a change of scenery, if you will. And he goes to an organization that wants him, that needs him, that is willing to be patient with him. That is a move that makes sense because it's talking about the future, okay? It's not the first or second round pick. You do have all these assets that Ryan Poles has gathered beyond just the first round. And when you're talking about money, even in a salary cap sport, it's just money. You're investing money on somebody who has a huge floor and a huge upside. I do appreciate from Ryan Poles the conservativeness of trying to do things right. Slow and steady wins the race. They're not trying to win this offseason. They're not trying to turn things around so fast they would love it, but so fast that it's just leaving cracks in the foundation. They're not doing that. He's not doing that. This front office isn't doing that. It may not work. This philosophy may not work. There were times, heck, if you watched the live draft reaction, I wanted Jalen Carter. because of understanding the potential. But they probably got themselves a right tackle that's going to play for them for 10 years, going to be a Pro Bowl, going to be in many Pro Bowlers, going to be an All-Pro, and it's going to help Justin Fields stay healthy. We've seen guys that play the defensive and that play hands on the ground, that go after the quarterback. It doesn't matter if they're on the left or right side. They're going to try to get to your guy anyway. So you have to have an intact offensive line. And once you do that, once that was the direction they were going on, I was cool with it. But it's with the prospect of knowing they could go get a Chase Young. They can find some guys out there via money, via trades, later on into the summer where they're not costing you an arm and a leg, where you're not giving up the farm to do it. But I think a player like Chase Young is a wonderful asset. It's a great prospect. It almost makes so much sense that a guy will get his second chance to kind of turn things around and do it in Chicago in a place that would value him immensely. Now, it is fair to say, too, even with the sale that's going on with the Commanders, whatever that is, like who knows how that's going to go, whether they want to pay him or not, whether they're going to invest him or not. I do think it's a little foolish to believe that Washington is going to do that with all the dismay that's going on, with all the craziness, but you never know. So I think it's all in play for the Bears. But I do think after this draft, a conservative, smart, maybe boring draft, they did well enough where they can go and take a shot like this. Opposed to going after Jalen Carter, they could quote unquote take their shots for all the youths out there. And if they make it, if they land it, if they hit it, it's huge. And if not, it was just money and some draft capital. But this team is playing with so many different things going on. They're playing on so many different levels. They have so many eggs in different baskets, whatever analogy you want to use, strictly with those two first-round picks, that they have some flexibility. But I'm fascinated to see this. What do you guys think? Let us know on Twitter at SportsCubicleTV, over on the comment section if you're watching the video on at the Sports Cubicle on YouTube. Of course, I'm on Twitter at Mike M Media, Instagram, Mike Mercado Media. What do you think the Bears are going to do? Should they go after Chase Young? How hard should they go after defensive ends, defensive tackles on the defensive line after this year's draft? We want to know your thoughts on the Chicago Bears as they continue with this rebuild. We got a lot left here on the Sports Cubicle with the marvelous one, Dan Marver, Devin Single, Paul Shabari. I'm Mike Mercado.